The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has called on officials to stand firm on their stance about the nuclear issue in order to safeguard national interests. Addressing Iranian lawmakers, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said he's already expressed his views on nuclear talks, and officials have been given details about them. Saudi warplanes bombed various parts of Yemen once again. At least 39 civilians have been killed in Hajjah province. Saudi jets also pounded different regions in Sana'a, Sa'ada, and Dhamar provinces. Around 4,000 people have been killed since Saudi Arabia began its attack on Yemen on March the 26th. The Iraqi army, backed by Shia and Sunni volunteers, advances on positions of ISIL terrorists in Anbar province. The joint forces have retaken the Al-Tash and Al-Humaira regions from the Takfiri terrorists in their latest operation. The two regions are located near the strategic southern city of Ramadi. Fresh U.S. drone attacks have killed at least six people in Afghanistan. A raid in the northeastern province of Nuristan killed five. Local officials say they were Taliban militants, including a commander. Another person was killed by a U.S. drone attack in Kunar province. A court in Bahrain has sentenced a former lawmaker to a year in prison for anti-regime remarks. Khaled Abdel Al has been charged with insulting the Interior Ministry via his tweets. The opposition figure says he did not intend to insult anyone. Seven officials of the world's football governing body, FIFA, have been arrested in Zurich over corruption charges. They're suspected of receiving bribes worth millions of dollars. The suspects were arrested on a request from U.S. authorities. Swiss officials said the crimes were planned in the U.S. Three civilians, including a child, have reportedly been killed in a mortar attack in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. The deaths occurred when mortar rounds reportedly fired by the Ukrainian army hit a residential area in the town of Horlivka. Four people were also injured.